Welcome to Mamahood is a Trip, the podcast where we fully embrace the raw motherhood movement and all of the wild, wonderful, and why is this wet moments. Time to welcome your host, Ashley Cluck, and buckle up, Mama, because it's about to get wild.
Hi, Mama. Welcome back to another episode. If this is your first time tuning in, hi, I'm Ashley, your host. It has been a hot freaking minute since I've released an episode right before Christmas, I believe. So here's the thing. I had full intentions of releasing this episode at the end of December, but I was so freaking overwhelmed at that time between all of my client deadlines and the traveling to visit family. I just didn't have the mental capacity to do it. Then the next freaking week, I came down with COVID and it took me down for like 3 days. I am still on the road to recovery. I've got a nasty cough that makes my chest hurt, but we are getting there. Thankfully, Oak and Jake really haven't shown any signs or symptoms, just me. And honestly, I was convinced that it was the flu, but I waited 3 hours at our local urgent care for them to confirm that it was in fact COVID. Yay. Anyway, I thought it would be great to share a few things that I do on a regular basis for my mental health as a stay-at-home mom, a working mom. But before we dive in, I just want to say that I am not the picture of health, mental health. Or physical health for that matter, but that's another time. but I'm working on it just like we all are. So let's dive in. Before we get started, I would absolutely love and appreciate if you would take a moment to screenshot this episode and share it on your Instagram stories. And also just like to say thank you for tuning in and supporting the podcast. Okay, number one, accepting that I can't do it all. I saw a quote from a friend on Instagram the other day that said something along the lines of, not everything can be clean at once. It's either the house, the kids, or my hair. And I don't know about you, but I've always struggled with reaching out for help with anything. And I think it comes from the corporate world mentality that I used to have of, if you want something done right, you've got to do it yourself. I was terrible at delegating tasks back then. And once I became a mother, I definitely realized how much of that mentality I've carried with me ever since. So I'm working on being better at asking for help. And in fact, now that we're not traveling as much, which I still need to share an episode on this topic, I promise you it's coming, I have asked for some help during the week. So trusted family members will watch Oakley for a few hours twice a week so I can get things done, run errands, or let's be real, just go sit in the car by myself and eat tacos. Okay, number two is taking time for yourself. I know that you've probably heard this as many times as I have, so much that it sounds like a cliche, but it's one of the best things that you can do for yourself and for those around you. Every single one of us needs time to ourselves to do something that we enjoy. And I'm not talking about going to the damn grocery store by yourself. I'm talking about doing something that brings you actual joy. Walmart does not bring me joy. Number three, I have a very open channel of communication with my husband. He's the one person I can open up to without fear of judgment. And I believe 1000% that if I didn't have someone to talk to vent to be my soundboard, I would 100% in fact go completely insane. So my hope is that you have someone in your life that you can have open conversations with, and that even if they can't offer any advice, that they're a supportive and listening ear. And if you don't have that, I'm your girl. And I'm not just saying that. Send me a DM, a voice memo, a damn carrier pigeon. I will be there for you, mama. Okay, number four. If you've got an iPhone, I'm sure they have something like this on Android. It's just been like well over a decade since I've owned an Android, so I can't speak to that. But I use the focus feature to set some limits on notifications from social media at night when most of us are, you know, just like mindlessly scrolling through Instagram or TikTok or whatever. Often comparing ourselves to, of course, the beautiful Instagram moms who seem to have it all together. And of course, they look fabulous while they're doing it. Meanwhile, like, I'm laid up in bed in an old oversized t-shirt with a glass of wine and a bowl of cereal. Recently, I started using Focus to basically mute everything except notifications from a few certain people. And I'm really trying to pick up my Kindle more to read at night instead of watching Netflix. And I can honestly say I feel like it's helping my mental health. So take that as you will. Because I feel like it never fails that I have full intentions of like watching something new and I just end up putting on like one of my OG shows and just end up scrolling social media instead, like half-ass paying attention to what's on the TV. I don't know. I feel like it's a toxic cycle and I'm trying to break it. So, all right, number five, setting and sticking to your boundaries. I recently had a tough conversation with someone about the boundaries that Jake and I have for our family. And while it was uncomfortable, I walked away feeling a sense of strength that I had never felt before. I truly believe that becoming a mama has made me stronger in every way, shape, and form. And sticking to those boundaries helps to support my mental health. I say no way more than I used to. And just as importantly, I stopped feeling bad about it. And I encourage you to do the same. Last, but certainly not least, number six, get the hell out of your house at least 3 times a week. I don't care if you go through the coffee shop drive-thru, if you go to the grocery store, the park, or if you walk around your neighborhood pushing a stroller, just get out of your house. I can tell when I've been inside too long because it'll feel like the walls are closing in on me. So take my advice and get out of your house as much as possible and on a regular basis. Trust me, I know it's hard to get out of the house when you have a kid, much less multiple kids. But just do it. I promise you'll feel better. Even if the kids are acting crazy and they're spilling snacks all over your backseat or you're having to chase them around the park, you will feel so much better getting out of your house. All right, that's it. Six things I do for my mental health. I can't count today. Six things I do for my mental health as a mama. And like I said, not the picture of mental health, but I'm trying. So thank you so much for tuning in today and supporting the podcast. I apologize for the break, delay, whatever you want to call it, in episodes. Shit just got crazy around here and there was just no way that I could publish an episode around Christmas time or after that. And then, of course, I came down with COVID. So it's been a little wild around here. But that's kind of the motto of the podcast. So until next time, stay well, mama.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Mamahood is a Trip. Be sure to follow the podcast wherever you're listening so you don't miss one Mamahood moment. Follow along on Instagram at Ashley Cluck and head to our website at www.mamahoodisatrip.com to learn more and get involved. Until next time, stay wild, mamas.